朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我想试炼的火之所以存在，只有一个荣耀的目的。
I think that refiner fire, the reason it exists, there is a glorious purpose.
为了除去我们的掺杂，能够提升我们的价值。
To remove away all the dross that's within us and lift us up.
所以刚才诗人说他心里面只有这样子的一个 desire, 希望 to be holy.
So the songwriter wrote this, he desired to be holy. This is his one desire.
感谢主，听说昨天有100多个人来教会里面帮忙搬椅子、装椅子，让我们现在教聚会厅多了120把椅子。
We thank the Lord. Yesterday, I heard there are over 100 brothers and sisters come here and help out replacing all the chairs. And now we have 120 more chairs.
如果你的右边不是异性的话，你推他一下，说神爱我。
If it's not the opposite sex sitting next to you, why don't you just push him and say, "Hey, God loves me."
然后糟糕，我讲错了哈，应该说神爱你哈。
And also say to them, God loves you.
然后另外一只手推另外一边的人说，神竟然也爱我。
And then the other hand pushed the one sitting on the other side, said, God would even love me.
因为我刚刚讲错了，神爱我，神竟然也爱你，有点太不属灵了。
I was confused earlier. I was trying to say that, oh, God loves you. I mean, God loves me and even you.
有没有人动弹不得，没有办法撞的，请举手。
Anyone feel is too.
所以我们的位置还是够大。
Too crowded that you don't have room anymore.
还有很多成长的空间。
We still have rooms to grow, all of us.
其实每一个位置都很宝贵的。
Actually, every single chair is precious.
有时候你在电视上看到那些叙利亚的难民，看到各地的难民。这个为了逃出来一票难求。
You saw on the TV sometimes the refugees from Syria, someone when they try to escape from, they were in order to get one ticket, it's very difficult.
我们希望这120个椅子能够立刻坐满，没有一个浪费的。
We pray that this 120 extra chairs will be filled very quickly.
我最近很感动的就是我在很多的团契、很多小组里面都看到弟兄姊妹很认真的在背圣经。
I was quite moved lately when I was in various small groups. I saw brothers and sisters very diligently memorizing our verses.
很多小组都用微信自己背完以后把它录起来发给。群里面的人。
I saw many small groups. They use WeChat, and as soon as they memorize a verse, they just send it out to all the groups.
我为了这样子的风气，我很感谢神。
I thank the Lord for what has been started.
但是我更高兴的就是听到有弟兄姊妹做见证，说那天背的圣经正好帮助了他，或是他所需要的。
But the one that makes me glad even more is when brothers and sisters share their testimony that that particular verse on that particular day God spoke to them.
那还有人说每一天早上起来就迫不及待的想知道今天主。要把哪一句经文送给我们
？I heard some of you that every morning, as soon as you wake up, that you look forward to hearing what God wants to say to you.
主要借着哪一段圣经来对我说话？我觉得这样子的渴慕跟态度是我们盼望看到的。
Which passage God will use to speak to me? I long to see more of this desire after His word.
不是只是为了怕有老人痴呆症必须背圣经了。
Not that just you are afraid that you will get into Alzheimer's, so you better do something, exercise.Your brain.
我们感谢主。我上一次combine meeting 完的时候，我跟大家讲，我上次讲的是上 part one， 这一次的 combine meeting 讲 part two
I thank the Lord. The last combine meeting, and I share with you, it was only for part one. And today I'm going to continue on the same thing.
那你们记不记得我在上 part one 结束的时候问了大家三个问题？
Anyone remember by the end of the part one in the message, I ask you three questions.
讲到天父在我们身上的修剪，栽培跟修理。完的时候问了三个问题，哪三个
？Our theme was the pruning of our Father, and I ask you three questions. Do you remember what are those three questions?
第一个是什么
？What's the first one?
神正在修理你什么？
What area in your lives God is pruning today?
我不是在问你的缺点是什么，你的缺点是什么？我们讲不完的，我的也讲不完。
I wasn't asking you what's your weaknesses, what are your shortcomings. You know, that would be too long a list.
我问的是神正在剪你什么。
But what I want to ask you is, what is God doing in your life, pruning you in a very specific area?
请你不用告诉我说神没有在剪你，神天天都在剪。
Don't tell me that, oh, God is not pruning me. No way, God is doing that every single day.
只是我们知不知道，只是我们认不认真而已。
The matter is whether you know, whether you are aware, whether you are taking that seriously.
第二个。
Second.
神到底是怎么样？用什么方式来剪我们？
In what way God is pruning us?
或者说神的剪刀到底是什么？
Or what is that tool he's using to cut us?
可能不止一把剪刀，神可能用不同的人、不同的方式，不同的时候，神在修剪。
May not be just one particular scissor, one person, but can be through many different persons or different circumstances.
但是如果你认真的话，其实你会发现的。
But if you are serious, you will discover.
第三个是什么？
What's the third question I ask?
我们怎么回应他？
How do we respond to God?
我们对神在我身上正在有的修剪，我用什么态度来回应他？
To His pruning, to His work in our lives. Well, how do we respond?
Okay, 一个月过去了。
Okay, now a month passed.
这个三个问题都想过，有答案的请举手，好吧？
Anyone, if you have thought through all these three questions and you have the answer, can you raise your hand?
举高一点吗？我怎么看不到几个呢？
Raise it higher. I want to see.
好，那。好，这边你说你没有答案，你至少曾经想过的。
Okay, to those who have not found the answers, at least you have thought it through. Raise your hand.
又没想过，又没答案的，请举手。
Those who have not thought about these questions and you don't have answers, raise your hand.
一定要很认真去面对。
I encourage you to take this seriously.
不然我们的生命真的是浪费掉了。
Otherwise, we're wasting our lives.
我们像个车轮一样。在原地打转。
We're just like the wheel and turning and spinning in the same place.
你修过车子对不对？
When you fix a car,
当车子被举起来换机油的时候，
when you lift that car up and do the oil change,
如果你把这个车子开动的话，它的轮子是打空转。
And you start the car and then you see the wheel spinning, but it's spinning at the same place.
它一直转，但是它没有向前走任何一步。
However fast it spins, it's not going to make an inch forward.
当它放到地上的时候，
But when it's placed on the earth,
它的每一圈都带你往前去。
And every single circle will take you forward.
我们基督徒一定要脚踏实地啊。
We as Christians, we have to set our foot on the ground.
我们不光听到，我们不光在那里思想神的道，要让神的道道成肉身。
Not only we hear the messages, we meditate on them, but we want the word to become flesh.
当我们真正 put into practice, put into action 的时候，你把它落实的时候，它就带我们往前去了。
When we take His word and put it into practice, then we march forward.
不然你一个礼拜一个礼拜，一天又一天的弟兄姊妹，我们是在打空转，我们在神的面前根。
Otherwise, you are just spinning around at the same place. You are not making any progress before God.
今天早上我要再继续讲我的这个最后，就是当我们正在被神修理的时候。
I want to touch upon this morning when we are being pruned.
我们到底该用什么态度来回应神
？What kind of attitude should we have？
因为上次我们已经讲过的，修理的人是这位伟大慈爱的天父。
We talked about last time that.The Father, our Heavenly Father, is the vine dresser.
他修剪的目的是要叫我们能够荣耀神，能够借着结果子更多来荣耀神。
And the purpose of His pruning is so that we can glorify God, we can bear more fruit to bring glory to Him.
一个更高的手，一个更高的目的。
There was this higher hand, and there is this higher purpose.
所以我们已经解决了 who.跟坏的原因，就是是谁在修剪，是为了什么而修剪。
So we touch upon who is the one who prunes us and for what purpose.
那我们今天就要来讲说，当神正在修剪的时候。
Today we're going to talk about when He is pruning us.
我们该用怎么样子的态度来回应神。
What attitude should we have?
那我是想采用希伯来书十二章这一段话。来交通这个题目。
I want to use Hebrews this passage for my sharing this morning.
但是我非常怕弟兄姊妹以为说我今天讲神的管教的时候，你们认为修剪只是管教，管教就是修剪，这两个其实并不是等号的。
But I don't want you to put an equal sign between pruning versus chastening. They are not exactly the same.
管教不过是神修剪中间的一种就是了。
Chastening is just one of the means God used to prune us.
你看我在这边随便一列就列了十个，然后在十的底下放了点点点，就表示还有好多。
I can easily list so many, many ways God is pruning us, and then there are still more.
所以在一月份的时候，我曾经讲过，可拉的后裔被神修剪，可拉被神修剪，产生了那么好的可拉后裔啊。
And we talk about January that the sons of Korah, while they were pruned by the Lord, and it produced such a beautiful descendant of fruit.
虽然他们经过流泪谷，却叫这谷成为泉源之地，而且秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
Even though they walked through the valley of Baca, the valley of tears.However, that led them to that blessing, a blessed land.
陈明弟兄讲了摩西那个充满着自信，那么爱神的一个人，他也被神修剪。
And Brother Ming shared that Moses, as confident as he was pruned by God.
于师母上个礼拜借着诗篇七十三篇亚萨的诗，讲到一人受苦，也是神在他身上的修剪。
And Pastor Nancy last Sunday shared about from Psalm 73 how the righteous suffered, and that's also God's pruning.
所以底下我讲到那么多哈，例如说活在身体里面，教会的配搭。身体的配搭里面，其实神也在修剪我们。
And I also listed a few. For example, in the body of Christ, when we work together, that's the way God used to.
神用他的话来洁净我们，用水借着道洗净教会。
God is purifying us with His word, with water washing.
不光除掉我们玷污，也除掉我们皱纹，除掉我们的肮脏。除掉我们的老旧
Not only our blemish, but also our wrinkles. Not only the filthy stuff, but also our old, our staleness.
你知不知道神也可以借着我们的祷告来修剪我们
Do you realize God can even prune us through our prayers?
所以神用很多的方法，我就说我们一定要知道神最近在用什么事情来修剪我们。
So God used various ways, so we must find out what is God doing in our lives.
那个我今天没有时间提，但是我今天就是借着神在我们身上的管教，因为管教也是一个很重要的修剪。
I didn't have time to cover all, but today particularly I want to talk about the chastening of God. This is one of the ways God prunes us.
然后讲到我们在这样子的管教里面，我们到底该用怎样的态度啊
？And under His chastening, what kind of attitude should we have?
你知道，在1896年，当奥林匹克运动会重新恢复以后。
You know, in 1896, when the Olympics game resumed,
他们曾经先后三次又在雅典举行。好，第一次就是在雅典。
So three times after that, they hosted the game in Athens.
那么他们上一次是在2004年啊，大概几乎隔了快100年，又重新再回到雅典来举行。
The last time was 2004. That's almost 100 years after the last event.
那我那时候看报纸说，中国得到了32面金牌。仅仅次于美国的35面金牌。
And I read from the news that China actually won 32 gold medals. Only he's the second to U.S.
然后他说政府大概花了200亿人民币投资在这些选手的身上。
And then the news said that the government spent about 20 billion investing that amount of money on these players.
他们说平均每一个金牌得主大概花了国家6亿的钱。
So on average, every single one of them is spent $600 million.
Well, you are good at the number. 政府花这么多钱为了投资出一个杰出的选手。
The government spends such a great amount of money in just one player.
而我们今天所有重生得救的人，我们是在基督的学校里面做门徒。
All of us who are saved, we are.Students in the school of Christ.
我们上次背的《生命记》32章说到，这样耶和华独自引导他，并无他神，并无别神与他同在。
Last time we mentioned in Deuteronomy 32 that God Himself is guiding him. There's no one else is doing that.
神亲自在这里教育他。
God Himself is teaching.
主耶稣呼召我们作为他的门徒。
Jesus called us to be His disciples.
圣灵调度万事，在这里训练我们，要把我们训练成像耶稣。
And the Holy Spirit is causing everything to work together to train us to conform us to the image of His Son.
弟兄姊妹，其实神在我们身上花的功夫是这个地上的代价无法衡量的。
You cannot imagine how much God spent or invests in our lives.
神在我们身上所希望塑造、所希望训练出来的那个品质、那个价值，是今天地上一个奥林匹克的金牌不能比的。
What God has in mind, what He wants us to become, there's nothing on earth can be compared to, not even the Olympic players.
那你想想这些选手为什么能够杰出
？Why do you think those players are so outstanding?
你说他们会不会接受管教
？Do you not think that they need to be disciplined？
我们都讲很好听，训练而已哈。但是其实他们受很多管教的。
We often say, "Oh, it's training." No, they were disciplined quite strictly.
多少金牌得主，当他们在那里讲到他们经过的训练的时候，很多人都是流着泪，他们受尽了多少的痛苦
？How many champions when they talk about how they were trained, they were sharing with tears because it's tough.
他们不光被管，他们也被教。
Not only they were disciplined, they were taught as well.
他们有最好的 coach， 他们被教，他们的确被教。
They had the best coach. Yes, they were coached by the best coach.
但是他们也被管。
But they were also disciplined.
吃太多了，起太晚了，动作错了。
They couldn't overeat. They couldn't stay up late, or they made some wrong movement.
中间经过多少的受伤，多少的挫折。
So much hurt, frustrations, you can imagine.
然后产生出地上一个可以代表国家拿个金牌，然后辉煌十年二十年就太阳下山了。
And out of that, a gold medal winner was produced for a nation. But after 10 and 20 years, then no longer.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天神在我们身上，圣父、圣子、圣灵 work together， 要把我们做成神的杰作。
But today, the triune God is working in our lives to make us.God's masterpiece.
所以我很喜欢中国的管教，他不光管也有教，不光教也有管。
I like the term Chinese use, not only discipline but also teaching.
Yeah. 好，我们现在来读今天的主要的经文，希伯来书十二章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 12.
我们读五到十一节。
Let's read from verse 5 to 11.
我们同声来读。
Let's just read it in unison.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是狮子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈。这是我多读的两节。
I read the verse 12 and 13 as well.
好，那在这里我们今天就是用被神管教来看，当我们被神修理的时候，我们该用怎样的态度
？So today, through this perspective of being chastened by God, we want to look at what kind of attitude.
因为希伯来书十二章给了我们一个很好的一个很完整的图画。
Because Hebrews 12 gives us this wonderful picture.
我为了让大家方便记忆、方便回馈、方便回想，我就是用圣经上说的那长存的有信、有望、有爱。
In order for you to remember that more easily, I want to use the what the Corinthians talk about: faith, love, and hope.
所以你下次被神管教、被神修理的时候，不知道该怎么做，你就想起信望爱来。
So next time when you experience the chastening of God, when you don't know how to respond, then just remember faith, hope, love.
第一件事情，在我们被神管教的时候，我们一定要在这里信任那位管教我们的那一位。
First, we must learn to trust in the one who chastens.
所以我在这里讲到第一件事情就是对父的信任。
So the first thing I want to talk about is that trust, that faith.
不光是 trust 或是 belief， 它都跟我们的 faith 发生关系的。
Trust or belief, it all relates to our faith.
所以 当我们在这里被神管教的时候，我们一定要了解神为什么要来修理我们，他的原因、他的目的跟他的原则。
When we are being pruned by God or chastened by God, we need to know exactly what His purpose is, what His principles are.
啊，这是从父来的。
That is from our loving Father.
他整个的心是为了爱我们，为了我们好。
All from out of His love, He chastened us.
他在这里告诉我们，是为了叫我们跟他的圣洁有份。
Here talks about we can be partakers of His holiness.
为的是让我们能够结出平安的果子，就是义，是为了我们结出生命的果子。
That we shall bear fruit, the peaceable fruit.
罗马书八章二十八节到三十节告诉我们整个人受造的目的跟人生的价值。
And Romans 8, they talk about the purpose and the value of man's creation.
他预先所知道的人就把他们招来，所招来的人称他们为义，所称为义的人要叫他们得荣耀。
Those whom he foreknew, he called. Whom he called, he justified. And whom he justified,Them they glor and he glorified.
感谢主，我讲到这里的时候，高强一直点头，我知道我没背错。
I thank the Lord when I quoting the verses and our brother Gao Qiang was nodding his head, so I know I didn't make mistake in quoting.
现在在我们教会当讲员要很小心，因为底下会背圣经的人太多了。
Now being speakers here in this church, we need to be careful because there are so many of verses in our brother and sister's brain.
弟兄姊妹，希伯来书十二章作者告诉我们。当我们被神管教的时候，我们不可以轻看主的管教。
So Hebrews 12, there's talk about we should not despise the chastening of the Lord.
然后被他管教的时候也不可以灰心。
Nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him.
为什么不可以轻看？
Why we should not despise?
我们就回到我们的主题经文，约翰福音十五章，因为你不结果子就要被剪去的。
Go back to our theme verse for this year, John 15. If you don't bear fruit, you will be pruned, you will be cut off.
一面来说，我们的神是不能轻慢的神。
Because on one hand, God is not to be mocked.
我们犯罪一再得罪他，他一定要刑罚我们，要管教我们的。
If we continue to sin, He must punish us.
但是另外一面，我们从这里看到，他要剪掉。
On the other hand, we see He wants to prune us.
剪掉说到第一件事情，我们就失去了交通，失去了供应。
Or there it says he will cut us off. That speaks of we lose the communion, the fellowship with God.
当枝子跟葡萄树分开来的时候，它失去了供应，失去了交通。
When the branch is cut off from the vine, then that connection is broken. It lose the relationship.
所以我们的生命里面就失去了滋润，而且我们里面失去了跟主之间正常的关系。
And we lose that rightful relationship with God, and we are no longer nourished by Him or provided by Him.
另外一方面，当被剪去的时候
，On the other hand, when we are cut off.
圣经上说它就枯干而且要被火烧掉因为没有用了。
And the Bible says that it withered and thrown into the fire because it's useless.
就说到它失去了功用失去了价值。
It speaks of that it loses its function, its value.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一件事情不可以轻看，太重要了哈。
So the first thing is so important. We should not despise.
那它重要到一个地步，比你今天结婚戒指、钻戒掉了都还重要。
It's more important than you lose your wedding ring. Allow me to say that.
它严重到一个地步，它比你今天送急诊还严重。
It's so serious, even more serious than you are sent to the emergency room.
因为我们居然跟神的关系出了问题了。
Because that cuts off your relationship with God.
我们的交通、我们的连接、我们的供应都断掉了。
The communion, the connection with God is cut off.
我们在神手中的功用和价值也失去了。
Our usefulness, our value before God is lost.
所以他在这里讲到的第一件事情就是你不可以轻看。
So the very first thing it talks about is do not despise.
第二个不要灰心。
And secondly, do not be discouraged.
当被神管教，当被神修理的时候。
When you are pruned by God or chastened by God.
神的目的是积极的。
God's purpose is always positive.
神是为了叫我们跟他圣洁的性情有份。
God desires us to be partakers of His holiness.
他要把他儿子的生命组织在我们身上。
He is composing or making the life of His own Son in us.
套用斯柏克弟兄的话说，神要增加我们里面内在的价值。
I quote about the sparks that God is increasing our inner value before Him.
我们很多时候去追求外在的价值。
So often we chase after our things.
我的成就，我的学位，我的薪水，我的地位，我是哪个学校？弟兄姊妹，我们去追求很多外面的价值。
My achievements, my degree, which school I graduate from, which company I work for, we chase after so many outward things.
但是神所在乎的，更能够永存的是内在的价值。
But what God is after, that which will last forever, is our inner value.
是神把他儿子那个伟大的生命和性情进驻在我们的里面。
Which is the very life of the Son of God, God is composing or imparting into us.
所以底下这段话很重要哈，我不是说我的话都不重要，这段话特别重要。
So the following phrase is extremely important.
神在我们身上所有属天的教育，所有圣灵的工作。
All His divine education, all the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
常常第一件事情就是要教我们开我们的眼睛。
Often, the very first thing is to open our eyes, to teach us.
让我们看见我凭着自己在这里生活，跟我凭着耶稣基督伟大的生命来生活中间的那个大的 difference。
To allow us to see the huge difference when we try to live our lives in our own natural strength versus live our lives on the life of Christ.
我凭着自己在这里生活，在这里侍奉。
When I try to live to serve on my own strength,
跟我在圣灵里面，在基督里面的生活和侍奉，那是截然不同的境界。
Compared to the way I live, I serve in the power of the Holy Spirit, it's totally two different realms.
它的不同是远超过天壤之别。
That is as high as the heaven is above the earth.
它的不同就涵盖了所有的范围。
And that difference covers all aspects.
我的心思，我的情感，我的意志。
My mind, my thoughts, my emotions.
我的 lifestyle, 我生活的方式，我生活的态度，我的人际关系，我的侍奉，通通都会不一样。
My lifestyle, my relationship with others, the way I live, everything is different.
弟兄姊妹，这是第一件事情，属天教育的第一堂课。
Brother and sister, that often is the very first lesson in this divine coaching of God.
因为没有这样子的开启，没有这样子的体验，我们不会渴慕主的。
Because unless we truly see, we get this revelation, we will not have that desire after God.
我们不会真正的降卑说主，我不行。
There's no way anyone will humble themselves and say, Lord,I cannot do it.
所以属天的教育第一件事情就是让我们看见这个大的差距。
So that divine lesson, the very first thing is for us to see there's a huge heaven and earth difference.
它接下来就会在我们里面制造出一个深的渴慕，一个内在的渴慕。
That will produce a deep longing and desire in our hearts.
我们盼望得着耶稣。
That we will long to gain Christ.
我们能够像保罗说，他是一切，又在一切之内。
We can say just like Paul said that he is all and in all.
我要在凡事上，我来经历他，我来得着他。
And in every single thing, I want to experience him, and I want to gain Christ through various manners.
然后就进到第三步。
Then the third step.
我们这个人的生活形式，我们的反应，我们所有的东西，就是在生命的里面来发起来做它。
And our life, our act.And everything we do will be initiated and sustained by that power.
我们能够越来越多是活着是基督了。
So more and more we experience to live is Christ.
不光只是活着为耶稣，而是到最后我们能够越来越多活着就是耶稣。
Not just to live for Christ, but more and more we should experience that we live is Christ.
我们做决定，我们讲话，我们人际关系，我们侍奉，我们聚会，更多是在新生命里面，在基督的里面来做它了。
The ways we talk, the ways we make decisions, the way we act in the meetings, more and more it's out of that new life in us.
这是神整个管教的目的。
That's the purpose of God's chastening.
为了增加我们内在的价值。
To increase the inner value.
为了要让我们的生命得生命得得更丰盛。
So that our inner life can be more abundant.
所以管教是打掉他不喜悦的，他不能够接纳的，为了要把基督那个伟大的生命和性情组织在我们身上。
So chastening takes away that which is not from him and which he does not want, and what he wants can remain.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，不可以轻看，也不可以灰心。
So brother and sister, do not despise nor be discouraged.
要知道他是谁在修剪，是为了什么而修剪。
Be assured who is the one who is pruning us, and why is he doing that?
我们对神常常充满了误会的。
Often we mistake, we misunderstand him.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。